Some say the event that began the First World War occurred on June 28, 1914, a century ago. Today, we take a look back at what happened that day, events of chance that helped ignite a worldwide conflict. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
June 1914, Sarajevo. People of Slavic descent had a renewed sense of nationalism, a desire to break free. Some wanted to take action against the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, who was in control.
One of these splinter groups is called the Black Hand. And the Black Hand are Serbian nationalists who are really for their own ideas and beliefs on how they should be regarded.
Doran Card is senior curator at the National World War I Museum in Kansas City. On June 28th, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, next in line to the throne of the empire, visited Sarajevo for an army recognition day.
The Black Hand is waiting. There are several attempts on his life while he's in town through bombs, hand grenades. But the conspirators basically called it off. They really couldn't get close enough to him.
It appeared the Archduke had escaped all harm, but a teenager would change the course of world events.
One of the conspirators, a Bosnian Serb nationalist named Gavrilo Princip, who was a teenager, basically was going home. He happened to be in the right place at the right time for him, the wrong place in the wrong time for the Archduke and his wife, Sophie.
The wrong place because of a wrong turn taken by the driver.
Their driver took the wrong route, and they stopped right by Gavrilo Princip. And he pulled a pistol and fired two shots and killed both the Archduke and his wife, Sophie.
The event was not the sole cause of World War I. However, within 2 months, many of the nations of Europe had declared war on each other, a war that would last for over 4 years. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.